yeah. for the people that
What it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Hey, listen, episode 275. It's here. All right, that Meek Mill dropped. We are reviewing that Championships album. All right, Spike Lee and I will tell you if it's worthy of a trophy or not, okay? Of course, as always, this is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do us a huge favor. Go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all of the podcasts on the website.
And when Animal Brown says all of the shows on the network, that starts with Full Sport Press. J-Hove, Big Jeff, Howeezy over there, and shout out to cameraman. They talking about the most hated athletes of all time, giving you a list FSP style. Tell a friend about that. Also, brand new Fresh for Dummies edition. First and the 15th of every month, they giving you the latest in style, latest in fashion. This week, breaking down the year in review 2018. A lot of fresh stuff happened, a lot of drip that they talked about. So check out everything on the network that includes the Ladies Room podcast as well, and Cop a Drop. Those are coming back to you pretty soon, plus all the other content on the Realville Media site. Check out realvillemedia.com. Let us know what you think. Comment, rate, subscribe, like. On Deck TV coming soon right now.
Hey, what it do, what the business is?
It is another week in the books. This is the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown. If you're looking for me on social media, this is how you find me. Animal_Brown. It's that simple.
And I am Spike Lou, as I just stated, on all your favorite social media sites, excluding Snapchat.
Including Snapchat, Tinder.
Heavy on that Reddit, though. Don't know what Tinder is. No idea what that is.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Slow motion. Slow motion, Billy Ocean. As I always say, man, I'm just trying to make it through the year, buddy.
Fair enough.
Wait, what'd you have up?
Started some new shows.
Oh, what'd you have up?
Dirty John. It's tough.
Is it?
Tough. I listened to the podcast, was a fan of the podcast. Now the show is on TV. I'm fucking with the show.
Is it like on Lifetime? It ain't one of those.
It's not it's not too Lifetime-y.
Okay.
It is slick Lifetime-ish. But enough for me where it's not going to bother me, though, because I can't watch that like soap opera Lifetime shit. I can't do that. So, but this is actually straight, though. And I've started Escape at Dannemora. I don't know how to say it. But it's on Showtime, about the two prisoners who broke out with the help of the prison lady that worked there. It's dope. Ben Stiller directed that shit. So I started both of them. They both cooking.
Young
I'm excited.
Stiller. All right, I'm going to check out the Showtime.
No, you're gonna check out both.
I'm definitely not watching that Dirty John. I ain't even make it through that podcast. And I'm the podcaster.
Oh my God.
That's me.
It was straight, though.
I listen to every podcast.
So you don't know how it ended?
I don't.
That's killing. Nah, you need to watch the show then, cause it's gonna be dope then. I wish I didn't know how it ended.
I watched up into I listened up until I think the next to last episode. They started interviewing too many people, and like I was out of it. Plus I was like distracted or something. I might have to go back, double down on that. I did start a new podcast as well.
What's that?
If you're into your business bag, it's called Business Schooled. That shit's fire.
Business Schooled.
Yes, Business Schooled.
Okay.
They're talking to people about how they got their businesses started, how they were successful.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that. That's hard. Fire. That first episode was hard.
And it was about quilting.
Yeah,
and it was hard. Exactly. So y'all check out Business Schooled. I'll give you some more podcast suggestions here later. But that was pretty much my weekend. Slow motion, Billy Ocean.
All right, fair enough. Let's get to this rap shit, man.
Let's do it.
I think this might be the first time ever we lead the show off with Soulja Boy. It's a rough week, guys, when we got to lead it off with Soulja Boy. But he was one of the few celebrities who got swindled into supporting a white supremacist group.
Whoa.
On a new app called Cameo.
Whoa.
So if you're not familiar with Cameo, the app is a social networking app that allows celebrities to record personalized messages for users for a couple of dollars, a little fee. A hate group got on there and had him shout them out. Now my question is, what's the bigger story? Him promoting a hate group, or Soulja Boy doing these cheap ass app cameos for money?
The biggest story is somebody paid Soulja Boy for a shout out. In 2018, and December of 2018.
Anything post 2010.
They paid Soulja Boy to get on there. Of course, they trolled him, and he didn't know what was going on. But he wasn't the only one.
They got
your boy Brett Favre.
Hot about it.
I don't know the name of the white supremacist group, nor do we have to give them any shine here, but they did pull a hell of a trick on Soulja Boy. Big story for me was somebody paid Soulja Boy to do a promo. Would I pay Soulja Boy to do a promo? No.
Yeah, he's got hella followers on IG.
He got a million followers.
Easy.
Soulja Boy got a million followers?
No, I don't know.
I gotta look it up.
He might though.
How much you paying Soulja Boy for that shout out?
They paid him $100. I got him $100.
They paid him $100.
Tough. That ain't bad.
Wait.
That ain't bad promo.
But Soulja Boy, if I'm Soulja Boy, are you doing anything for $100?
That's my point. That's why this is the bigger story. The bigger story is Soulja Boy's fall off.
Damn.
Like, if you're Brett Favre, you're bored. We know he guapped up, but you're bored.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody fooled Brett Favre into doing this. They probably told him it was going to be popping. Actually, he probably signed a bigger deal with the app company.
That would have been a bigger story. If Soulja Boy, if this was his app. Then I could respect this. But you do a $100 cameo piece. Like, bro, I'm not even waking up. I'm not getting out of the bed if I'm Soulja Boy for $100. Like, there's literally nothing I would do.
That's a 9-to-5 side hustle right there. That's for a nigga that got a 9-to-5 for their side hustle. Let me ask you this, though.
Okay.
Is this cheapening the shout out? Because now, if I can give Soulja Boy $100, how much is Drake gonna charge me?
Drake wouldn't do this while he was taking a shit. He wouldn't do that. For the record, Brett Favre got $500. But Soulja Boy's fall off is huge, bro. Like, we need to start talking about Soulja Boy's fall off is like when we start naming Ja Rule and DMX.
No.
And we need to start throwing Soulja Boy in there, dude. DMX wouldn't even do this for $100. Well, he locked up now. So he okay.
You know how much crack you can buy for $100?
Ja Rule wouldn't do it.
Big old crack rock. Big crack rock for $100. And DMX definitely do it. It's untaxed money.
Let's start putting Soulja Boy in that conversation of biggest fall offs, people.
I mean,
he's a legend in everything.
Other than the dance and that song, what is the other one? Wake up, cut my swag on.
Turn up, hop up out the bed. Turn my swag. That was a big record.
Boy, Jeezy ripped it.
What?
Oh my God, Jeezy ripped it. The remix with Jeezy.
I don't remember that.
What?
I don't remember that.
Niggas is looking at you on this podcast app right now like, what are you talking about?
You don't know what he said. If you can't name a line, then it's not that egregious.
Jeezy?
Yes. See? It's not that memorable then.
It was 15 years ago. I am old.
He overachieved. Soulja Boy overachieved something serious. And if it wasn't for him telling a story about how he got robbed, that's the most classic shit he's done.
Niggas
since
came
the
in the back
song.
Door. Blah, blah. This Niggas shit. Coming through the window. Blah. Threw a grenade. Bang.
See? he tried to jump on the little hoverboard craze. That shit was dead. Now he has his own watch company.
Soulja Boy like a child actor.
Ooh.
Like the ones that
he's a child rapper.
Yeah, like to grow up and they don't never find anything else to do. You know, he wanted him, and I ain't mad. How much money you think Soulja Boy got in the bank?
He should be guapped up though. He made a lot off the internet. He was the first to break the doors down on the YouTube internet shit.
Oh, he got credits off a big
Beyonce shit.
Yeah, Beyonce. Yeah, album. Yeah. He got credits off it. Oh, okay. So
he's good on paper. We really just fucking around.
Well, we really just fucking with him because he did $100 shout out. We'll do shout outs for $100. You send us them $100. We'll definitely do your shout out straight from On Tech TV. Put it in the bank. We add it up and give y'all more content.
Easy. I will say this though, he has a new watch company for those Soulja Boy fans out here that just can't get enough of us talking about him. SouljaWatch.com. It's like an Apple Watch. You can text, call. They look exactly like Apple Watches, except they're only
$19.99. He got the Kinect over in China, don't he?
So fuck trying to buy a $400 Apple Watch, get you a Soulja watch, and take that bread and put it in Apple stock.
You got like Soulja wrote across the front or something?
You bet not.
I ain't rocking no Soulja Boy watch. I ain't going to lie.
I can go ahead and let y'all know now, this is the last time we'll ever talk about Soulja Boy on the show. For the life of this show.
Unless something happens.
No, for the life of this show, this will be the last time. All right, now on to someone more relevant to 2018.
Okay.
Travis Scott, during his Massachusetts stop on his tour, he paid a visit to Harvard on Sunday. Taught a class on creativity. Shout out to him. And then he mentioned that he wanted to apply for Harvard. Now, people laughed, thinking he was joking. He doubled down on his statement on Twitter, saying he was applying in a few days and that he was excited. Is this a good look for Travis Scott to be applying for Harvard, or is he doing too much?
Man, Travis Scott might need to slow down, man. Cause I'm and the reason that I say this, ain't nothing wrong with a brother applying to Harvard, right?
For sure.
Have you heard Travis Scott talk?
No.
I don't think he can make it fly at Harvard, bro.
I don't think even when he taught a class, he spoke.
I ain't know he taught a class, first of all. So, with that being said, I just don't see this working out other than a publicity stunt. Harvard already got lawsuits out there where they ain't letting people, Chinese people in because they too smart.
What? I don't, yeah, they, overqualified for Harvard?
Yeah, Chinese people, well, excuse me, not Chinese people.
Asians?
Asians.
Come on.
Are suing Harvard because their standards are higher for them to get in than anyone else. So if they raising their standards for Asians to get in, I don't see them lowering their standards for Travis Scott.
Let's not do Travis Scott any kind of way.
I mean, does Travis Scott say Harvard to you?
Here's the thing, though. In a 2017 interview, he actually said after his third album he wanted to go to Harvard for architecture. He said him and a friend.
Oh, really?
So now that all starts to make sense. If you look at architecture and what all that's about, and you look at his tour that just went on, and I'm telling y'all.
Oh, yeah, the whole Astro World.
Listen, y'all.
They said
y'all,
he spent more on that than he did, than he made.
I believe it, but it's a good investment.
Yeah.
If you have not caught that tour and he is coming to a city near you and you're right. listening to me right now,
uh-huh.
cop some tickets to that goddamn Astro World.
It's worth it?
Yes, 110%.
Hmm.
Now, with that being said, now, he has a billionaire girlfriend, a top three album of the year.
That's how he's getting into Harvard. Now you're running down the requisites to get into Harvard.
No, Harvard would need this press, especially if they're getting sued. Man. If they're getting sued and all this shit going on, they need some good press. Make them look cool. Travis Scott would give them a cool factor. But if I'm him and my girlfriend is worth a billy and I got a top three album of the year and my tour is super lit, I'm fuck Harvard, right? Fuck school, fuck reading, fuck books,
fuck reading.
Studying.
You DMX now?
Fuck all of, yeah. I'm DMX Read. And Belly.
Books?
Nigga, never motherfucker.
Nigga, I'm out here smoking weed, running red lights. You see the police? Fuck them.
That's what I would
be on. That's the
best
scene in that movie.
Travis Scott net worth at the end of last year was $4 million. Right now, it's in the low 20s.
Mm.
I'm not, school? For what?
Is that because he had a daughter by a Kardashian?
No, that's because he had a big boy hit.
The daughter by Kardashian.
That's one of them. He had big boy hits, a big dog tour that's selling out. That's where them checks start rolling. And his star status has grown in the last 365 days.
That's true. And all jokes aside, to that point, I don't think that, like, if you want to go to school for architecture, that's cool.
I'm
not knocking that. It's very dope. But as far as what you just said, the artist that he is, the incline that he's on, the woman that he's dating, will he have time to get a 4-year degree from Harvard? No, like, that shit is hard.
Yeah, right.
It's going to take a lot out of him, and that's going to take a lot away from his music and the way that he made those $20 million, which is the reason I don't think it's a good idea. It's a good idea for people to go to Harvard. We're not knocking education here at the On Deck TV podcast.
Right.
But with everything that he has going on, shit, he can go to Jack Ball State University for two semesters.
Online.
And they're going to give him a degree, right? And they'll give Travis Scott a degree. Somebody will honorary give him a degree. And he can do the architecture thing from there. Or he can learn on the job. But I just don't see going 4 years at Harvard as working out for Travis Scott.
He in his prime right now, dude. Harvard ain't going nowhere. That's going to be there for another 800 years. Or however long it's already been in existence. I will say this, though. Dude from Pretty Ricky is going to Harvard right now.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you know that there's a dude from Pretty Ricky that's still existing out here in the world.
I mean, because they were just on Love and Hip Hop. No, it's spectacular.
Man, I tried to watch Love and no way.
First of all, that's the one and only time I would be saying his name is that, and that's only because I don't have his government right
he
now.
He on the new. Yeah, you can't call a nigga spectacular.
I'm a grown ass man.
You should have said I don't even know which one it was, to be honest.
Like, calling
I ain't calling no nigga spectacular. So whatever the nigga name is, start with the S. With that being said, he on the new Love and Hip Hop.
I think I know Pretty Ricky. Some Pretty Ricky members were on Pleasure P. And I think one more dude. But I don't watch Love and Hip Hop, so I don't know.
I tried to watch the new season because I'm a Joe Budden fan, and that shit, I had to cut that off. I don't see how people watch that shit, man.
I can't do it.
It's fucking crazy. Like, sitting there, like, Rich Dollars is still on there. Like, they playing with Joe Budden, baby. Like, get this shit out of here, man. Nobody want to see that shit.
Fuck around, had a kid just for the TV deal.
That
make it even sadder. Saturday.
I ain't gonna
all right, next up, man, Cardi B. Let's get to Cardi.
Young Cardi.
She's been tapped by the AVN Awards to perform as the first female performer in the history of the award show. Now, the AVN, of course, is known as the Oscars of porn.
Your favorite award show.
And it will go down January of next year. My question is, now the time for AVN gigs if you're Cardi B?
Last week we talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine as person of the year. And the reason that Cardi wasn't it, because we felt like that she could do much more, right? Like, yeah, her whole career is in front of her. This will definitely put a roadblock in her, in front of her whole career. Like, this ain't nothing that Cardi got to do. I don't need Cardi B performing at the Porn Awards, dude. Like, you had a baby, you had a dope ass album. Offset finna come out with the album. Your name is gonna be popping. Like, why is Cardi B? Like, who's gonna watch this? Y'all watching this?
I want to go to it.
I'd go 100%, but I'm not. I ain't watching the AVN Awards, and if I am, I damn sure ain't waiting on Cardi B performance. I'm waiting on Jada Fire's performance.
That's my baby right there.
Even if she's still there,
I will say this: all money isn't good money. We know that. And with that being said, man, if Cardi don't take this bag and run with that shit, man. Like, dude, listen, Lil Wayne did the AVN Awards last year.
I see, washed.
You remember that?
Yeah, washed.
Yeah, and he looked washed and all that, and nobody gave a shit 24 hours later, dude. Nobody cared, nobody remembered, nobody thought about
but
it.
But it's because he's washed. Listen, man, I went to the Celtics versus the Hawks game.
Okay.
And
why?
Yeah, dude, Celtics is my squad. Wack-ass, but with that being said, Cardi B was like a fucking beetle, dude. Like, there were a lot of people courtside. Like, Offset was down there, Quavo. Somebody ran damn near stopped the game to have their child take a picture with Cardi B. That ain't the type of shit that you getting when you're doing the AVN Awards. No, I'm just saying, she ain't failed that far yet. 2-3 years from now, okay.
No.
Nicki Minaj should be doing this.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So now let's do it.
That's so
Nicki should be doing this, guys. I'm just telling y'all. Nicki should be the one at these awards because she the one on the decline.
Barbs, that was Spike Lee.
I am Spike Lee.
I disagree vehemently.
At me.
I will say this, though. It's not that big of a huge accomplishment to do the AVN, but AVN know what they're doing. They want all of those people who cheered at the Hawks game.
It's good for them.
Tuning in to these awards to watch Cardi B. She's the hottest female rapper, and honestly, one of the hottest rappers in the game. So that's a great look for them. So best believe they overpaid. Let's be very clear about that.
And porn make a lot of money.
They got
you paying for this shit.
Listen, they got disposable income to give to Cardi to make a couple of waves. Now, it goes down in January. I'm mad. I'm not going to be there in person. Mm. I'm putting that on my bucket list.
Where is it, in Vegas?
It is in Vegas. Mm. So one of these years, in the next 3 years, I'm going to the AVN Awards. I'm putting it out into the atmosphere. All right, man. Next up, before we get to this music break, Juicy J, my guy.
Juice Man.
If you're one of the 3 million people who follow Juicy J on IG,
Juicy J got 3 million IG followers?
Yeah, tough.
Wow.
Then you saw him take a picture at Columbia Records with the caption, "Thanks, Columbia, for considering me for president, CEO. Mm-hmm. I'm about to bring something new to the game."
Mm.
Okay, would you, Spike Lee, sign to a Juicy J-led label?
If I'm signing to be a producer, maybe. I'm not letting Juicy J determine my career, though. I just can't do it. And there ain't no knock against Juicy J.
Clearly that's a knock.
That ain't no knock. I mean, what hits is Juicy J behind? Bands that make a dance?
Fuck out of here.
Is that it?
That's a smash.
I mean, but that's
just
it.
One this.
And that was a resurgence, and I'm giving most of that to Wiz because Wiz brought him back. If anybody need to be A&R'ing or CEO'ing up at Columbia, they need to get that job to Wiz. You remember when Jim Jones took that job? CEO, you remember when Jeezy took the CEO job? Fat Joe, these people have done this before, and another shuck, Juicy J.
I will say this: first of all, I'm signing to the label. I'm comfortable as Juicy J at Boss.
But you love Memphis music, though.
I do. I fuck with 3-6. How I know they have several hits, and you naming one
DJ
was
Paul
a disrespect.
Has several hits.
They both have several hits.
DJ Paul not a better producer than Juicy J?
It's about the same.
Is
design.
It?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Juicy's a vet. He's produced several hits. Mm-hmm. When you talk reinvention in rap, he's top top of the class.
Got to give thanks to Wiz for that too, though.
A little bit. I will say this though. On another note, and most importantly, he was an early investor on Core Hydration Water that just got bought out by Dr. Pepper the other day for $525 million.
Jesus.
So obviously,
50 cent deals?
Possibly.
Okay.
He was an early investor along with several other people, Katy Perry, a couple of other people. So
he got a bag, dude.
Who knows what his share was? It doesn't matter. He's in those rooms with people who are getting Core Hydration deals. I am cool with that. So if I'm not winning on the music side, I'm at least got a stake in a $1 billion company. So Juicy J is going to get me out here hustling. He knows what a hit looks like. And if I can get free samples, he getting 30, 40% off them samples. Let me get a free, let me get that free 36 Mafia sample.
All of that stuff you just named is even adds to my reason. Like, he doing too much for me to, like if you're a label head, then I need you to be focused on my music as the artist. I don't need you doing Core Water deals. I don't need you smoking reefer with Wiz Khalifa. I don't need any of that. I want you in the office getting my shit out there, making me a platinum artist. And I just don't think that Juicy J has the wherewithal to do that.
Juicy J just had a baby too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Damn, Juicy J living his best life out here. Shout out to him, man.
Jeez. Juicy J 43, man. I don't know.
I ain't having no kids 43.
Yeah, man. Them old skeet babies. Yeah, man. They grow up to be thrown off, yeah, man.
That's true. He is rich though.
The money. Okay, yeah, that's fair. He can get in vitro. He can pick the eyes.
Artificial insemination, babies.
He can pick out tall and right, finna be.
I ain't gonna be 7 feet.
With a jumper.
Right.
All of that. Alright, that's fair enough. And if I'm regular 43, I ain't having no baby. I'm gonna keep it real.
Absolutely not.
Let's get to this music break, man, before we talk this Meek Millie, because I know you excited. You've been gassing it all
noodles
weekend.
Noodles and noodles, baby. I'm a noodles and noodles kid.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, man, another project that dropped this weekend, Problem. We're taking it to the West Coast. Like, what? He got a new joint, man. It's called I'm Cool. This is fire. Let's check it out.
It was a crazy phase, but nigga, I got crazy pay. Caught a few crazy fades. Though I'm still with the shit, each day it fades. So much shit done changed, shit mostly me. Drugs had me making decisions emotionally. Allowing motherfuckers to get too close to me. But now, a nigga like... Forever on that, and I ain't buying how y'all look. Paper and ink don't make you a book, nigga. Bro, my mind's different, I'm listening more, talking less. Ain't focused on L's, I'm talking best. I'm talking wins, I'm speaking wins into existence. Thank God for his persistence. Well, I was letting him down, now cause baby girl, we passed that. You ain't mine, so why would I even ask that? I'm on a fast track, you still trying to flashback. You reminiscing about ass smacks in public. Telling me stop, knowing that you love it. I liked it too. But a nigga like the hustle more than I'm liking you, so forever on that. And I ain't buying how y'all look. Paper and ink don't make you a book, nigga. And I might go over your head. Need money stacked to sit tall as my legs. Change my hiding spot, it was under my bed. Now right there is that thing that'll blow off your head. And I pray to God I never have to use it. Oh mamas, me or you, and I get to choose. Oh father, and I ain't say that shit to be tough or rah-rah. I'm just trying to make sure my kids have a father. So respect my.
All right, man, that was my boy Problem.
That's your boy now?
Yes, I just announced it. It is officially my boy. And that's what that was. I'm Cool. How you feel about that?
You know what? That's a banging song.
Yeah.
But you know what my problem with Problem is?
What's his name is Problem?
Yes. Problem, Logic, or Reason. One of them niggas, two of them niggas got to change their name.
Trouble.
No, Trouble don't. He not in this equation at all.
Okay.
But Problem, Logic, and Reason, I always get them confused. So they need to change their names, or they need to make a group called PLR or RLP or LPR or something like that.
That was terrible advice.
I'm telling you. Logic, Problem, and Reason. I can't decipher the three.
That shit is fire. That Problem tape is banging. Surprised the shit out of me. I am officially a fan. I'm going on record. That's my boy from here on out.
That's really unfortunate for him.
All right, man, it's Meek Mill time. Championships, it dropped. You gassed it.
I gassed it.
A lot of
the
people.
The whole world is gassing this album.
Meek has had a pretty good year, all things considered. He was locked up for the first quarter of it. Other than that, he's been riding a nice little wave of good pub. I saw him on Ellen the other day. He's been everywhere with the prison reform movement. He's the face of it now. We've seen him in press boxes at stadiums across the country.
I'm hearing agitation in your voice.
Nah, I fuck with Meek Mill.
I don't sound like it.
Nah. I'm just running down his year. He had a nice year. Okay. If he would have dropped this album earlier, he might have been in contention for Person of the Year. You never know. But let's talk about this album, though. You know how we get down: expectations, initial thoughts, highlights, and lowlights. What were your expectations of this Meek Mill going into it?
All right, I'm not a big Meek Mill fan, so my expectations was him to be yelling more at us and us not, well, me not really taking it well. I don't like to be yelled at. So I wasn't the biggest Meek Mill fan. I like some songs off other projects like 1942 Flow, stuff like that.
Yes,
but Meek getting that bag, I'm cool with that, because I feel like when Meek says something, that he has a totally different lane from anybody else in his class. You know, you got Drake, who's the pop star. He got the people that he speaks to. You got J. Cole, who's J. Cole. He speaks to the college guys, Hoopers, X, stuff like that. You got Kendrick Lamar, who was the good kid that grew up around the gang violence to show you, hey, you don't really have to do this. To me, of this class, Meek Mill is really the only street guy. Like street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying he was out here selling bricks or nothing, but right, I see the streets in Meek Mill. So for him to be able to finally explain that was big for me. Like, I feel like this was the first album that he wasn't just trying to do amens and get street niggas to party, but he was actually explaining, hey, this is what I come from, this is how I feel about shit, and that was fire to me.
Yeah, my expectation going into this, I think Meek Mill has a slept-on discography. Even early on during his mixtape days, Flamers 2, Flamers 3, he's always had the ability to make music. I think his albums are very slept on. I think his debut album was good. Even post Back to Back, the only reason he's still afloat is because he put out DC4 and Wins and Losses. Like, he bounced back with quality projects. So my expectations were right on par with all of those. I thought it was going to be a good project. I think Meek Mill can rap. I don't mind the screaming and yelling. It's high energy. It puts you in that mood. There's a time and place for all of that.
Yeah, I'm a low energy guy.
Clearly.
Tough.
Get some iron in your system, dude. Some B12 or something.
I got THC in mine. I'm good.
Oh, my God. But I figured he would give us exactly what we were expecting, and it was going to be on par with his last two or three projects. And going into my initial thoughts when I first heard it, he gave me exactly what I was looking for. A good mix of I didn't want 12 songs of Martin Luther King Meek. I didn't want that. And I know people thought that was the direction that he might go in due to his circumstances right now and what type of movement he's been spearheading.
Right.
And he didn't do that. He stayed true to him. He gave us a handful of those type of, I ain't going to say woke, but you know what I'm saying, street nigga woke type songs.
Yeah.
He gave us that, and he partied a little bit. He got, you know, bad bitches in his crib over here, and, you know, he got the high energy club records. He got the kind of looking back on how I came up, introspective soul sample records. He gave me a nice mix, and that's what he's here for, and he does that well, so he stays in that bag. So I like the project. When I first listened to it, I liked it. I've ran it back two or three times. I'm still right in my bag with it. Still fucking with it. He gave me exactly what I was looking for. What did you think after you heard it, thinking about, you know, what you expected going into it?
My thoughts were he hit the nail on the head. Yeah, similar to what you just said as far as the expectations for Meek and what he actually gave us, I think he did a wonderful job of explaining how he felt as the only artist or one of the few artists that has the perspective that he has from his class. So he was intro and stuff like that. Like, he was finally able to explain, like, the hanger-oners, the people that let him down. Like, one of the dopest bars that he had when he was talking about, hey, I was in jail and I never thought of reaching out to a nigga and telling him to go pick up my son and play basketball or take my kid to the movies or any of that stuff. And I think Meek was finally able to explain, like, it looked great and I'm on here with the money phone and everything, but I got problems too. Like, y'all see me just get out of jail. And I think that's refreshing to hear, because he never really got in that bag, in my opinion, before. Yeah, he's reflected before, but he ain't never really gave you, hey, this is how I feel about these niggas who only here for the money, and this is how I feel about these chicks, and this is how I feel about how I even got in the situation. He was talking about how he got locked up and things of that nature. Like, all of that to me is refreshing, because you don't get that from a J. Cole, you don't get that from a Kendrick Lamar, you don't get that from a Drake, the other people in his class that I mentioned. Like, he's the only one with that perspective from this generation. Of course, you get the older rappers who could do it, who come from that, and I think Meek is probably the last of that cloth, and that's what makes him special.
Yeah, it's
Or made this album special as well, that he was finally able to explain.
Yeah, and I like that he's talking current day shit.
Okay.
Like you said, he's speaking on being locked up and not calling his partners for all this. And, you know, people are burning a bridge and expect you to send a yacht. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, things of that nature. He's talking real shit that he's going through today.
Yeah.
And that you probably don't see some of the familiar faces around him like you did maybe this time last year. Yeah.
And like you said, don't ask me where they at.
All of
it
that.
Don't mean we beefing. It just mean he ain't here.
And I can respect all of that. He's moving different. I'm seeing growth. Like, I remember when he was caught up with the shit with Safari and his niggas hopped out and jumped on something. Like, that wouldn't happen today. Like, I don't see him being around that today, getting his name caught up and shit like that.
That's a good point.
Like, he's in a rough, I'm not going to say it's a rough space to be in, but when those eyes are on you, on Ellen telling your story, you're over here, you're CNN, bro, people are looking at you under a microscope. And if you jaywalk.
Yeah. Papa Willie.
Papa Willie, and you end up back in the system, people are going to start to look at you like maybe it's not the system that is holding you back. Maybe you're just doing dumb shit. I'm saying the general public that is just now learning of Meek Mill. So that's a very interesting situation to be in, and I think he touched on that stuff well. If I had to go highlights on here, this goes without saying, What's Free is amazing. We all know that. Like, there's not a soul on earth that's not banging that shit.
Jay Verse is phenomenal.
Easily.
And we can stop right here for 1 second, because Ross absolutely bodied it as well. People get this thing that I don't like Rick Ross.
No, you just hate on Rick Ross.
Absolutely not. But Ross brought it to the table and set the tone for this whole song as far as leading the verse off.
I agree. He continued with strong intros. Again, kicking the joint off right. Shout out to my guy Twan Sounds. He texted me. He said, when I heard that goddamn sample,
Phil Collins, man.
When I heard that Phil Collins,
that's
shit
cheat code.
Crazy.
Yeah, he knew it. Like, a nigga start his album with the Phil Collins In the Air Tonight sample.
Yeah, it's on.
It's a rap, dog. You might well buckle up, boss.
It's on. I rock with that On Me with Cardi. I thought she snapped.
She did rip that.
It's some good joints on here. Of course, the Oodles and Noodles shit. My favorite song on here is Championships, though, the title track. That beat is fucking amazing.
That should have been a Rick Ross beat.
Ooh, Ross might have found it for him. Like, who knows?
He had to get that to him.
But
there
he,
you go.
Like, dude does it. I even like how he ended it on Cold Hearted, too.
Like,
Cold Hearted. He wrapped up the album just like how it needed to be wrapped up. When Meek goes over the samples and, the, you know, the chopped up samples with the soulful beats, it's kind of the same way that Ross glides over that style. Mm-hmm. Like, Ross can do an MC Hammer in his sleep. He can do a BMF style record in his sleep.
But Elvis, he mixes Presley Boulevard.
He does all. He can do those. But people that really listen to music want him to hop on those Justice League style, be like the cinematic shit. That's what you really want. And Meek gave enough of that for me on here to, you know, to recommend the album.
Yeah, and the reason I think people want him to hop on those beats, because Meek definitely has a story to tell, and I think he's finally telling that story. Before I get into some of my favorite tracks, I think one of my favorite things about the album is the rollout, the appearances that he's had. You don't just see him on The Breakfast Club and Sway in the Morning. Like, he's been, like you said, he's been on Ellen, and he's talking on CNN. And then when he's talking, it ain't just about, hey, go check my album out. It come out November the 30th. He's talking about prison reform. He's talking about the reason that he was locked up, the mistakes that he's made. These are conversations that need to be had by someone like him with other people. Like, if you're sitting there with Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, you're sitting there with the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, you should be able to go on CNN when you drop your album and be like, hey, this is what's going on. This is what I'm speaking of. Yeah, I got dope music out. Y'all go check this out too. But this has affected me, and this is the reason I'm able to make this music. I think that was spectacular by Meek and his team, the way they did their rollout and those interviews. And if I'm getting to the song, like you said, the intro.
That's
God.
Just stupid.
Dog,
that's just
you
stupid.
Cheat code when you steal that Phil Collins. That's cheat code 100%. What's Free? Like you said, 100%.
You gonna repeat all the ones I said?
Yeah, you tried to pick the best songs and just leave me with the aftermath. But what I will say, Oodles and Noodles, baby, is probably my favorite song on here. I like Dangerous. I think that Dangerous was the best of the girl songs on here. Two too many girl songs on here for me.
Okay.
He could have trimmed those down a little bit and made this about a 15-track album, and we would have been talking about classics, in my opinion.
Okay.
But those are the songs that stood out to me. Some of my favorite features was, of course, Jay-Z. He did his thing on there. I like Kodak.
I like the Kodak song,
I like Kodak.
I like that.
I think Kodak did his thing on there.
What didn't work?
Splash Warning ain't nothing.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
I don't need Splash 1.
That's a throwaway.
I don't need that. Take that off the album. Yeah. This is a better album than that. Also, go back. Pay You Back. I love anything with 20. My guy 21 on there. Mm-hmm. I'm riding.
I'm becoming a 21 fan.
I know it. 21 is that nigga. Y'all
he stepped his game up, though. He stepped his rap game
up. He been rapping like it. Don't do that.
Stop. Stop.
Don't do like it. Don't do that. 21 been with the bars.
Stop.
Issa was banging.
No, it wasn't.
Issa was banging.
No the fuck
yes,
it wasn't.
Yes, Issa was banging.
I come through like
album.
Cat in the Hat.
Yes.
I'm the cat with the mask.
Yes.
Like, stop.
Get hype. No. Let's go 21.
Let's not.
But yeah, so I like that one. Now, before I get to what I don't like, what I didn't like, too many girl songs.
Okay.
Like the 100 Summers and the... Even though I like Dangerous, oh, then the 24/7, like I get it, Meek. I understand you single, you fucking the IG bitches, it's cool. Yeah. They pulling up, you fucking them in the Wraith. All of that's fine. Yeah. I don't need three songs of it though. Mm. So that was one of the things for me. Uptown Vibes was a wasted fabulous verse. I don't like this song at all.
I ain't mad at that.
I don't like that at all. So Uptown Vibes and Splash Warning and either one of the four female songs he could have did without. Like, you could have took two of them off and just gave me two of those. But those are, like, just the small critiques that I would have about the album. What about you?
If I had to go a couple of lowlights, I would say one too many samples. I'm going to be honest.
You didn't like the samples.
I like samples as much as the next person, but when you go to that well too many times, it can get a little repetitive.
I think,
like, how many classic 90, like, it's like,
you know why I think they did that though, because this is a very important album for me, so
he couldn't miss.
Exactly, so we gotta use stuff that we know is gonna miss. Work
I'm like, not mad at that. Yeah, so I get the logic.
Yeah, I definitely understand, but I totally get what you're saying too.
Yeah, Splash Warning, the song with Future was a miss.
Future falling off out here, ain't it?
Maybe. I will say the song with Drake was just okay. Drake, my boy, you know.
I can't believe there. This is a moment in time on Dickens. Y'all timestamp this.
No.
Timestamping Animal Brown with Drake critique. Proceed.
I'm just a real fan that is non-biased. And when I see something that isn't up to par, no matter if that's my boy or not, I'm going to call it out. The song is cool. It's not trash. It's just not on par with what Drake has been doing in 2018.
Drake is some slaw.
Nah, it's definitely not no slaw, though.
I would have been hot at Drake and we beefing again if I'm Meek. You ain't finna send me this shit, nigga.
Nah, it wasn't nothing wrong with that.
Don't try to brush me off, bruh.
It wasn't nothing wrong with that verse.
Come on, man. He brushing him off. That eight-bar verse.
And the hook's tough, too. And of course the length, 19 songs. Listen, anytime we do a review, if the album is over, is 19, 20, 21, that's going to be a low light of mine. It's too many fucking songs, with the exception of Travis Scott, though. That shit is fire. But other than that, the album is tough. What is your rating, though? How many reels out of 5?
3.5. I'm going 3.5 reels. To me, best project that Meek has did. It took a lot. The only thing that kept it away from 4 for me was the length of the album. I feel like if you double back, you got to skip through a lot of stuff and avoid the songs that you don't like, the female songs and stuff like that. I could cut a couple of them off on my title playlist and make the album that I want to from it. But if I had to give it a rating, I'm going to say 3.5 star, 3.5 reels.
I was right there with you. 3.5 on our scale. That's banging. Throwback Source scale, that was dope. So we don't say that banging. No more. Yeah. We're saying banging. Right. So 3.5. No, so it's banging. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a nice album. Cut some of the meat off. Maybe you scooch that up to a 4. But it's good music nonetheless. I will say this in closing on the album. Mm-hmm. I think this is a pivotal moment for him, though. He had a lot of eyes on him.
That's a fact.
I like the theme. It's called Championships. He mentioned a lot of people don't make it past this age. A lot of people don't make it past these obstacles. So when we do and we get to the big dance, we playing in the championship game. Hmm. So that's what this album was. This is him making it past those obstacles, playing in the championship game with all the lights on. And it worked at the end of the day. So shout out to Meek Mill for delivering yet another solid project in an underrated discography.
Some good A&R on this whole project, the verses, the beats, everything. I agree with you. So he came and did what he needed to do as far as the expectations for Meek Mill, speaking about prison reform, getting all the pub, coming out of jail, taking the helicopter to the Philadelphia Sixers game, the Eagles doing a trash-ass celebration. Because I'm just not an Eagles fan, but that was pretty dope. All of that stuff does like that equals championship. So that's why I say shout out to the A&R team. The whole thought process behind the album, to call it that, the trophies, as far as the what is it called?
Emoji.
The emojis, yeah, all of that stuff is dope, and it gave the album a feel. It made you go back to those times when albums come out, there was a feel to it.
Yeah.
Like it's Meek Mill season right now. So you throw on the hoodie and you put that Oodles and Noodles on and you ride out. Like he gave you that, and I think a lot of people miss with that because there's so much music coming out. He made this November 30th date stand in time for a couple of days, as to where most people, when they release now, they can't do that.
Will this be in your top 10, maybe?
It might make it. It's a late addition, but it might make it, man.
All right. Let's get to this music break, man. We got another user-submitted joint. We appreciate y'all shooting these over. This comes from across the border. This is in Canada. Shout out to British Columbia.
Yep. For the submissions, you guys that are like, hey,
just cut me off. Go ahead.
Yeah, tough.
Shit.
I had to get this out here to the people. Public service announcement. Okay. People are like, hey, we submitted stuff too, but you haven't played ours yet. We appreciate the submissions. We're going to get to all of it. If you don't hear it the week you submitted, please believe that it will be heard. We go through. The team is going through.
Yep.
And we're trying to make sure that we listen properly and give you the feedback that you deserve as an on-decker. So no rush on it, but we're going to definitely get to all of them.
Absolutely. This one comes from across the border, man, in Canada. Shout out to James Joyce.
Oh.
All right, his joint is called Miami Flows. Let's check it out.
Hey, your mom and Chris. Couple of them scratches, you like dry fears. When you wrote your goals out, you have 5 tiers. Money, occupation, love, your family had a high tears. And your family had a scare, though, the crows when you feel you would fight them like a scarecrow. When them thoughts would hit you unprepared, though, them sewing kits and needles, but they not for the repair, though. You had your eyes low, you and every time you had to cook it out the pipe, though. Red and blues a couple times, we booked it from the light show. We were fucking athletes, we had schedules and some bright clothes. And we had our own fights, my brother in the jam, and then he almost took his own life. And that was on my shoulders, I was shook up and you held me down. And when I did, my homie snitched, they booked me, almost sent me out. Spent a couple hundred on that hotel in Quebec. You had the case by the time we landed, a flight on connect. Come and caught us some weed, we bought us some tweaker, we met. And the evenings we spent, if I could go back, I would. The day I got my license, I was wild and you were with me. Did 150 in the Bay and then I burned it down in Sydney. And we shared the bill up on a Whitney, you were with me. When I really started fucking with the Whitney, and we spent those days and then you kissed me. Ain't gon' front like I wasn't hoping what happened would happen. I should've known better. Just got lost in the action and there's a seed in your eyes, and I'm not with the action. Guess the sweet turned sour and that's just how it goes. Back when D-Rose was Chicago, not Miami Flows. And we shared headphones when we shared the smokes. That's rest before the tabs, hope we yet to grow.
You've got to find your love someday.
All right, man, that was James Joyce, Miami Flows. How you feel about it?
I am not mad at that. Whoever that was singing laced him.
Don't cheat him, man. He had the name featured on the what's his name?
What's his name?
I can't remember.
See,
I didn't write it down.
See how you do?
You cheated him. You supposed to have
this
shit
do this, man?
Marked down so you don't cheat the man that featured that laced the hook.
James Joyce, where did you send that email to?
Shit.
Where did you send that email to, James Joyce? That person should have it. I ain't mad at the song. Real slow tempo. I like that. I ain't mad at that. I could have used the sound quality could have been better so I could understand his lyrics more.
Okay.
But I'm not knocking that. I think if this is the lane that James Joyce is in, then I think that he can continue to perfect that and be okay. He can be okay out here coming from Ontario. It sounds like he live in a place.
It's not Ontario, though. It's British Columbia.
Excuse me, British Columbia. But it sounds like a place is cold weather all the time, too. Like, he rap like he from a place like that.
I can respect that. The feature on there was Connor Lind.
Young Connor Lind. Shout out to him.
So, first of all, I thought the song was dope. Not going to lie. I like the vibe of it.
Yeah? I wouldn't listen to that in Miami, though.
Miami nighttime, I would.
Miami patio, at night, smoking a cigar.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I don't know. Nobody smoke cigars no more. But yeah, I would.
You need to indulge. So
I would definitely listen to it in a Miami night. Gave me Mac Miller vibes. Just a little bit. Not in a bad way though. That's like, I got Mac Miller cool. Rest in peace. I like the production, and most importantly though, I like homie on the hook. I thought he bodied that shit, but I also like how he had him throughout the song, though.
Yeah.
That breaks up the monotony of somebody rapping and just gives it a little more thought into the song.
Like, it's sound more professional.
Yes, and I like how the hook was mixed because it sounded like a sample. I didn't know if that was a sample or not at first until I seen the feature. So I did like that part of it. So that's a cool song. Like, real talk, man. James Joyce, shout out to you. That's a cool song. I'm interested to hear more. Real talk.
We appreciate that submission. When you finish with the project, send it over to us, man. Let us check that out, James.
Absolutely. Now, before we get out of here,
y'all quote. Thought we forgot?
Yeah. Question of the week.
Y'all thought we forgot?
It's Jay-Z's birthday.
The GOAT's birthday?
Actually, that is March 26th. I'll let your boy. Absolutely. That's when the GOAT birthday is, motherfucker me.
You got sound effects for this?
No. No.
There you go right there.
Art. Jay-Z, though. Birthday today. Fresh off of lacing that damn Meek Mill joint.
Long hair don't kill Jay-Z.
Exactly. We got a question from the On Decker that we'll mention here in just a second. We'll give them On Decker of the Week. Which song of Jay's would you play to someone who has never heard Jay-Z before?
My selection there is Can I Live Off Reasonable Doubt. I feel like that personifies an early Jay-Z. It introduces you to the initial thought process of when he came in the game, what he wanted to do with it, and where he was coming from. That's a very important story, from my opinion, as far as when you started. Well, you know, him being the person that he is now and how his makeup is. I think that Can I Live is probably the dopest. If I had to go 1B, it would be Hard Knock Life, because that's how I got on Jay-Z.
Man, if I had to go one, no, you can't go wrong with either one of them two. Mm-hmm. If I had to go one, I'd say Heart of the City on
Ain't
Blueprint.
No love.
Oof. That shit. Jesus. Bananas.
Who knew the Fat Boys broke up?
That's a five mic album. Easy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take one of the dopest songs on a classic album.
Yeah.
But again, you can't go wrong. A part of me, though, wants to play you Braggadocious J2, though. So I want to do Niggas in Paris.
Oh, man. You just want to play that because of Ye.
Jay, snapback, see my cut through the hole. Like, that's grade A stun on that song. So I would also want to play that. But there's a million. There's no wrong answer. Let's be honest, unless you pick some off Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
It's the only time you'd have a wrong answer.
Do You Want to Ride on Kingdom Come is fire. What's on the Emery?
That's banging.
Fire.
Yeah, no, that's banging.
John Legend.
It's always Lost Ones. I'm fucking around. True. But he got some shit.
Yeah. So, look. You guys, let us know what song that you would play for someone who's first time hearing Jay-Z and you wanted that to personify Jay-Z.
Hey.
Go to the Rap Chat. The Rap Chat is on Facebook. That's the Facebook group that we use to interact with the fans. Let us know what song you would use. Also, go to the Instagram page and the Twitters, On Deck TV Podcast, and let us know.
And shout out to the On Decker of the Week for asking that question.
Who we got?
J-Hove.
Ah, it's an inside job this week.
FSP.
How much did Jay pay you for that?
He posted the question. His name is J-Hove, paying homage, so it just all made sense.
Shout out to Hove, man. That's my brother over there.
That was a dope-ass question, though, real talk.
Yeah, it was.
New music coming out this week. Actually, hold on. New music that's already out, Lil Baby Street Gossip.
Let's go. Turn up, QC.
How it sound for real? Keep it real.
Okay.
No, he was gonna lie like a
motherfucker. Cause look, when you listening to Lil Baby, I like the image or the what Lil Baby personifies. I like that. Like, I'm fucking with that.
You like him? That's fine.
I do. And with that being said, I like him. Like, I like Vince Staples. Like, I like, who else did I like that I don't really fuck? Killer Mike.
G Herbo,
yeah, I like them, those people as individuals outside of the music.
Sure.
I like what Lil Baby stand for. I can't get down with 20 songs of the drip, sing songy,
pill popping.
I don't do him like that because he don't even pop pills.
That's what he be saying. Nah, he saying that on a goddamn song.
He
songs?
Just said on one of these songs, I don't do Xanax, but I drink lean.
Well, okay, who drinks lean still?
Him.
That's my point.
He's 20 years old.
Just
bro.
Say
he
it's
got
some slaw.
No, it ain't no slaw though.
Oh,
with that being said, like, I like his message and the message he give out to the young guys. Go get it. Run your bag up. Don't work or have to ask anybody for anything, man. I was looking at his IG.
Yo.
This nigga friends. Everybody need friends like Lil Baby. Like, this nigga got a couple of Rolexes, a couple of diamond rings, $100,000 check, a Rolls Royce truck. This nigga barber bought him 3 pairs of Tims.
Why the fuck did he?
That's $600, dude. Like, apparently, Lil Baby puts on throughout the year for his people, so they put on for him for his birthday. That's motivation to me. I want to be in a position like that. Maybe my friends will one day do that for me for my birthday that just passed.
I can respect that. Nah, it's too late.
Yeah, no. Maybe next year.
I'll say this. First of all, y'all didn't see what the lean did to Juel's teeth? Why are y'all still drinking lean? Huh? Well, what is y'all purpose in life, dude?
Juel said he was addicted to candy.
What?
You hear him say that?
Candy didn't do that to that nigga mouth, man.
No, he's
okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I got now one good thing that I got from Love and Hip Hop. He talked about his teeth, actually, I think.
Okay.
When he went to the dentist, he got hooked on Percocets. He went to the dentist because he was eating too much candy and his teeth was hurting. And I think they had to pull his teeth from the candy. Dentist prescribed him Percocets. He got addicted to the Percocets because he was used to doing a lean. He stopped doing a lean. Then he went to the dentist and got the perks and got hooked on the perks.
And his teeth fell out.
No, his teeth fell out because of the candy. They had to take his teeth out. He was eating so much candy.
You believe that, bro?
I mean, that's what he said.
Okay.
That's what he whistled. He whistled that on there.
Oh, man. Also, Problem S2 mixtape. Check that out. Ski Master Slump God. Stokely. That's out now.
Who?
That shit garbage.
Listen to his name.
Yeah, it's true. He got a whack ass name. Oh, but what I'm saying is I was generally thoroughly confused by that nigga music when I tried to listen to it. Like, and Ski I don't get confused by rap. And I listened to that. I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? Pee Wee Longway, State of the Art.
Man, listen.
I fuck with Pee Wee Longway.
I asked the nigga this.
Long Way?
I asked the nigga, I said, hey, man, have you heard that Meek Mill? This was the day after it came out. Nigga said, hell no, nigga, but I heard that Pee Wee.
Ooh.
That's all he said to Pee Wee. I responded.
My
response was, Long Way? He said, yeah, I almost ran a nigga over this morning. I was so hype on that Pee Wee. Come to find out, he's from your favorite city in Tennessee, so it made sense.
Let's go Long Way.
He's from Jackson, the dude that said this.
Shout out to Jackson, man. Shout out to that dude and Jackson.
Look, the next day, the nigga had a shirt on that said 731. I said, it all makes sense now. I said, you from Jackson, my nigga? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. No wonder you ride to that Long Way.
That Long Way straight, though.
Is it? Oh, I ain't knocking Pee Wee Long Way. Pee Wee make good music.
He funny, though. He can rap.
He is. He is very funny.
Coming out this week, Gucci Mane, Evil Genius, December 7th. Ice Cube, Everything's Corrupt.
Another person I never need to hear rap again.
Yeah, I'm good on Ice Cube music. XXXTentacion, Skins.
Yeah, you copping that, ain't you?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
The fuck? Are you serious?
Let that man rest in peace.
No, I'm gonna bang this shit in peace.
In peace. It definitely gonna bang that in peace.
I can't wait. What you got on deck for the weekend other than listen to this Ice Cube on repeat?
Fridays are on Netflix now, so I may watch all three Fridays before I listen to this album.
People sleep on that last Friday.
Which one? Which one was it?
Which one is the last Friday?
Friday after this, the Christmas one.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
That's what I'm saying. People sleep. Man. People like to say that's not funny because it's a third one. Need to hang it. No, that shit is funny.
That one got two classic scenes in it, nigga. The one where Cat Williams was tied up to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was
my God. And he said, I am a boy.
That shit was funny as fuck.
And when,
working with a monster.
And when Pinky was on, that nigga was hitting the corner. He said, nigga, y'all both made me spill the yak on my $1,000 suit. $200 suit or whatever it was, man. That shit was funny. That's
funny.
I might go home and watch it tonight.
What
you got up for this weekend?
I ain't no shit this weekend, man. Watch my Pistons hoop. I'm done with football.
You should be.
Shout out to Cap.
Sorry as Pop.
Kneel for Cap. Pause.
God.
And but I ain't doing shit. I'm chilling, man.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, we good on that.
How about them Cowboys?
We boycott NFL. We good on that.
No, we not. We back. The boys are back. Damn it.
I ain't doing shit. Oh, yeah, one time. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs show last week.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to my boy Durb. Pulled up with me. That's we caught Freddie Gibbs show. It was cool.
Nigga said I was hating on Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, you do. You hate on him all the time.
How?
Because you say his music ain't good and he makes.
Oh, fuck.
I don't
even know. Listen, I said his music was boring.
That's not
Freddie
true.
Freddie Gibbs can rap.
You're listening to a different Freddie Gibbs,
dude. I'm listening to the same nigga that you listening to, and that shit is boring, dude. Like, I don't get anything from Freddie Gibbs' music.
Gangsta Gibbs.
But he can rap, though. Just like Eminem can rap and Royce the 5'9 can rap.
Put some respect on their name, man. Other than that, though, I'm chilling. Y'all remember, check out them show. Check that show out, though, for real, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Escape at
Danimal. I'm going to start that when I get home tonight.
You going to do that or you going to watch Friday when you get home tonight? Which one are you going
to
do?
Friday as I go to sleep. I'm going to start that. Listen, man, I got time.
All right, fair enough. Do us a favor, guys. iTunes, rate, subscribe, comment.
10 away from 100.
Yeah, we only 10 away from a hundo.
I'll get that in there for the new year, man. Tell somebody that you know hasn't went on iTunes and rated us, they got an iPhone to do that shit. Grab their phone, give us 5 stars, and write your review for them. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. Of course, Facebook, iTunes, we done talked about all this shit. Y'all know, follow us on Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And it's time to go. We out.
Yep.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.